Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
All right, guys, welcome in to our Rose Bowl Instant Reaction Show. Stacey Blackwood, Jake Thomas from Tide Talk Live here on the Bleacher Report mobile app. Disappointing, heartbreaking 27-20 loss to Michigan in overtime there, Jake. Hard to really put into words the end of that game, Jake. Obviously, I'm going to put out the poll now, but do you agree with that final play call, Jake, there in overtime for Alabama?
I don't agree with it at all, Stacey. I mean, I understand putting the ball in Milroe's hands there, but, I mean, when you got a loaded box, I mean, Michigan had 8 guys in the box there, and then you come up with a QB draw right at the middle, it makes absolutely no sense, especially from the 3-yard line. I mean, and he's already starting probably at the 5 or 6 anyway with that pistol set that he was in, shotgun set. So, you know, I just did not understand that last play call for sure.
No, and if you're just now joining in the show, had a little bit of technical difficulties right there at the start. But Alabama loses the overtime game in the Rose Bowl to Michigan 27-20. Jake and I are discussing that final play call for Alabama, and not really sure why you're calling quarterback draw in a loaded box. After Michigan calls a timeout, you call a timeout. You have like 5 minutes to come up with something, and you decide to run a QB draw with a loaded box. And people are going to point at Tommy Rees. Yeah, Tommy Rees called the play, but it went through Nick Saban too. So don't right. Just point fingers at Tommy Rees on that. That goes back to Nick Saban as well, because, like I said, he's going to get the final call there on 4th and goal with the game on the line there for a chance to play in the national championship. So obviously disappointed in the outcome, Jake. Really tough. Tough game for Alabama. They offensively, they kind of kept getting in their own way, whether it was bad snaps, pre-snap penalties. Because you look at when Alabama was in good rhythm, they moved the ball well. You see, they were able to run the football with Jace McClellan, and I thought Justice Haynes played really well. Milroe had some nice runs as well, but in the passing game, they were just not able to get anything going, Jake. And Michigan, got to give Michigan credit. They had a great game plan to kind of force Milroe to either take sacks or get rid of the ball quick. And Milroe was just unable to get the line set pre-snap and, you know, make any kind of adjustments in the pass protection. He struggled in that area. That's something he's kind of struggled with all season. Michigan noticed that in the long layoff, and they really, you know, went after Alabama in that regard. So, really, really unfortunate for Alabama. They had their chances, Jake. They just could not do it. The defense could not get the stop there with, 4 minutes left to go in the game. Could not get the stop. Michigan goes down and scores a touchdown. And, you know, Alabama gets the ball. They have a chance to move it and move into scoring position. They get to around close to midfield, but just can't, you know, get anything going. Burnup does another great job. I just want to give a shout-out to James Burnup. My God, I'm not sure I've ever seen a punter have a game like James Burnup had today. I mean, you look at what he done, you know, from a punting standpoint, Jake, and I'm pulling up his stats now. 7 punts with an average of 50.3 yards, a 62 for a long. 5 punts went inside the 20-yard line for James Burnup. So, got to give credit to him. Obviously, Alabama, I think the story of the game, Joe, Jake, was Alabama's inability to throw the football. And a lot of that was because they could not pick up the blitz. That's you know, a couple things there. Offensive line play and Milroe not being able to get the necessary adjustments made in the pre-snap. So, and then once again, Jake, Seth McLaughlin's snaps loom large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coming out of halftime, we had the ball. We was driving. We had good momentum. And then we had 2 awful snaps. And it just derailed everything, and I'm like, man, you know, that I really thought that could have changed the game that first drive I don't know what would have happened, but we had the momentum. We was moving the ball. But then the two bad snaps just went haywire, and it just went downhill from there.
It really did. And thanks to everybody who's watching right now and in the chat. The chat is absolutely going bananas. It's hard to keep up with everything. Says Brantman 24 says defense got tired. Reese didn't help the offense or Jalen. Have to utilize talent that suits him. Yeah, but I thought in the second half it was much better. And the defense was fine in the second half. The offense was fine in the second half. But the defense didn't get the stop with 4 minutes left to go in the game. They needed one more stop, and they couldn't get it. That's something they were able to do all season long. They were just not able to do it there. And I thought, you know, Alabama had too many blown assignments in the back end against Michigan. I thought they played too much man coverage, allowed Michigan to use motion to get in good matchups, confuse our defensive backs. And, you know, when Alabama's defense was playing well, it's because they were playing zone coverage and not allowing Michigan to get us confused in the back end of the defense. So it's a team sport. It's everything. I thought defensively there was some lapses, and offensively, obviously, there was some lapses, only scoring 20 points. But you got to give Michigan credit. They played good. They made their fair share of mistakes. But when it mattered, they made the winning plays, and that's what championship teams do. And Alabama was not able to do that today, and Michigan was.
Yeah, that, you know, the very first play of the game, that interception the guy called back because of, you know, Caleb Downs being, you know, out of bounds when that happened. That kind of, I was like, man, that this is how that game's going to go, and that's exactly what happened. It just went that way for Alabama, it seemed like.
Right. Yeah. Trying to get back to the chat. The game came down to an overtime, and literally the O-line was trying to sell. I don't know what that means. Say something good about our guys. Would you 95% of you never played a serious game? I mean, I don't have any problem with – I mean, the guys played hard. I mean, it's just comes down to execution. Michigan executed when it mattered, and Alabama didn't. That's football.
Yeah. If you want me to say something positive, let's look at what we have returning next year. We have a stud safety in Caleb Downs.
Yeah. Hey Jake, we'll get to that towards the end of the show.
That's fine, but
we need to talk about this game. I want to get to the polls real quick. We have a couple up. One is, does Michigan win the national championship? 6 for no, 2 for yes. And do you agree with the final play call? All 9 votes say no. So make sure you vote there in the chat, or, you know, in the poll as well in the chat. But need a new center. Yeah, it's unfortunate that 14 games in the year and you still can't have a center snap, you know, consistently. But, you know, you look at that. Michigan missed an extra point. They missed a field goal. They muffed a couple punts. Michigan made enough mistakes for Alabama to capitalize and win the game. Alabama just didn't do it. I mean, there's no excuses. Alabama didn't get the job done. I mean, Michigan did. That's flat. I mean, it's simple. We can point fingers all we want to bad snaps, to, you know, Milroe not making the right, you know, adjustments for the offensive line, slide protections, whatever you want to call it. But it boils down to, in the final 4 minutes of the game and in overtime, Michigan made the plays and Alabama didn't. And that's what championship teams do. And when you're in a 4-team playoff and you're playing the number one team in the country, you better show up in the final minutes of the game. And Alabama was not able to execute, and Michigan was. And now they're moving on to the national championship game, and Alabama's heading back to Tuscaloosa. But look, to me, this team does not need to hang their head. They had a great season. You look at where they come from, you know, following week 3. But some of the early season struggles for Alabama kind of manifested once again in this game. But I don't want to take anything away from Michigan, because I thought Michigan played better overall today than what Alabama did, and they deserve to win the game.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey. I want to go to the stats here. You know, Isaiah Bond and Jermaine Burton, your two, you know, best receivers, you know, I don't think they had a touch in the first half. All those four receptions, 5 targets, I think, come in the second half, which is odd, you know. But like we said, Milroe was not up to par passing, you know, and he was just getting constantly blitzed, and we could not adjust in the first half with that. And, you know, that may have derailed a few things for getting Bond and Burton wide open. But, you know, they showed up in the second half and tried to, you know, to bring some life in the offense. It just was a little bit too late.
Yeah, well, what like I mentioned, some things that early season struggles really manifested today in this game. McLaughlin snaps, and Milroe's just his next step as a quarterback is reading the defense pre-snap. He's not there, Jake. He is not improved on that really at all. He does not understand hot reads. He does not understand sliding the protection to the blitz side, Jake. And look, Milroe has played a much higher level of football than I have. That's obvious. But when I can look at the game and I'm looking at the defense and I'm saying, hey, you know, the pressure's coming from the right side, then he ought to be able to look at that too and slide the protection. There was a third and four, Jake, when we had to settle for, I think it was for Reichert's first field goal. It's third and four. They're bringing five, and it's obvious they're bringing five from J.C. Latham's side on the right tackle position. Mm-hmm. Milroe, not only does he not slide the protection that way, but when he gets the shotgun snap, he's looking left the whole time, and never even dawns on him that's where the pressure's coming, even though Michigan did nothing to disguise that. So this offseason, Milroe has got to get in the film room. He's got to get in with Tommy Rees, and he's got to get that part of his game fixed, Jake, or teams next season. Now that they have a whole season's worth of film to watch on him, teams next season are going to play Alabama just like Michigan did today. If Milroe doesn't improve on that, it's going to be the same thing again next year. So he's got to – I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying that's what he's got to improve on. That's his next step as a quarterback at Alabama.
Yeah, he's got to read the defense a lot better and feel that pressure is another thing, and seeing where the blitz is coming from pre-snap. He's got a lot to work on this offseason, but he improved throughout the year. He is a capable passer, but there's a next step in his game, like you said, that he's got to do, and that's what he's got to work on this offseason in order for Bama to be back in this situation next year.
Yeah, I want to answer D-Main 140W's comment about – if you're referring to the one in overtime, D-Man, that's pretty common. I mean, if you win the toss in overtime, you want to play defense first. I mean, that's – I would say you never want to say anything's 100%, but 99.9999% of the time, if you win the toss in overtime, you're playing defense first. That's just kind of common knowledge, really.
Dominic DeVille wants to know, is Rees the guy? Well, what's your thoughts on Rees?
I don't have a problem with Tommy Rees. I mean, look, he's not going to – he didn't call a perfect game, no doubt. But once again, the stuff that manifested itself early in the season, it come out again today. And a lot of that had to do with the way Michigan played. Michigan had a great game plan. They executed their game plan well. And especially in the first half, Alabama was never able to establish any rhythm or flow on offense. And a lot of that had to do with Michigan, and a lot of it had to do with the game plan and Milroe's inability to make the adjustments in the pre-snap.
Yeah, be easy, row tide, roll says no flow with an offensive game plan. We were running the ball well and kept going away from it. That's another thing I felt we did. We started running the ball well in the second half, and then there'd be drives we just got away from it totally.
And I know Michigan didn't score on this, but, Jack, the Milroe fumble really just took Alabama's momentum completely away.
Yep.
Even just picking up yardage and being able to punt the ball and pin Michigan deep again, mm-hmm. And I think Alabama wins the game. That, to me, that Milroe fumble was huge because it gave Michigan just a little bit of life, because at that point in the game, Alabama was suffocating them on defense, and Alabama was kind of having their way in the running game, and that fumble really kind of changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah. Sorry, mashed wrong button. It did. It seemed like it was a momentum breaker for sure for Bama, because we just got the ball back. I think it was up 7, or maybe
it was 17. It was 20-13.
So you go down and at least get a field goal out of that drive. You know, you're up 2 scores, but the fumble was costly for sure.
Doc Mo says, what a joke. OC needs to go. O-line coach needs. We need a real QB. I mean, look, obviously you're free to have that opinion, but I think that's just a little bit of – I mean, we're in the playoff. You don't get in the playoff with bad quarterback and bad offensive line and bad offensive coordinator. You just don't. Not when you play the fifth toughest schedule in the country.
Right. And outside of what happened tonight, you know, the offensive line has gotten better, you know.
Well, the offensive, offensive line, they had a couple missed assignments on pass protections. But let's not, Michigan's one of the best defenses in the country. The pass protection problems today was in the pre-snap when Alabama, most notably Jalen Milroe, did not get the pass protection slid in the right direction. That's where that come from. But, I mean, go back to Alabama's rushing stats. The offensive line did fine. They run for 170 yards against one of the better run defenses in the country.
Yeah, Michigan's D line is no joke. I mean, they have a lot of talented players there. So, you know, it was a struggle early on getting them to, you know, getting them off the line and move. But in the second half, we was moving off the line pretty good.
You know, and this honestly kind of looked like Milroe in the halfway point of the season. He did not play well at all. I mean, I love Milroe, but he didn't have his best game, Jake. And you know, some of that was what Alabama was doing. Some of it was him and some of it was Michigan, but he just didn't play his best game. I'm sure he'll be the first one to tell you that. But the bottom line is, I've already said it, the final 4 minutes of the game in an overtime, Michigan whooped Alabama's butt and won the game.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. That's it.
When the game mattered, they showed up and we kind of took a hike.
Yeah, well, and people keep hammering in on Reese about the final play call. I want to reiterate something. I know Tommy Reese is the offensive coordinator, but if you don't think Nick Saban has the final call on what the play is on fourth and goal with the game on the line in the Rose Bowl, then you have been watching Alabama football, because he gets that play call through the headset too.
Right. I mean, he is the head coach. He has the last decision on everything that's called.
I'm going to disagree with you. I thought the offensive line, they didn't have their best game, but I thought, for considering who they were playing and the way Michigan played aggressively, I thought the offensive line had a decent game. They were decent. A lot of the sacks were because Alabama did not have the protection right.
Mm-hmm.
But from a physical standpoint, they played fine. But it's execution, guys. I mean, it's all about executing. Michigan come out and played really aggressively on defense. And I'll be honest with you, I thought our defensive game plan was a little too conservative. We didn't really blitz much throughout the night, didn't hit McCarthy a ton. And you saw that when Alabama did bring pressure and got pressure on McCarthy, he was a little off on target. And you got to go back to a couple of these plays. I mean, Deontay Lawson tips a pass, and without him tipping that pass there on Michigan's final touchdown drive in regulation, that's probably an interception by Caleb Downs or Malachi Moore. But the tip by Deontay Lawson allowed that to flutter enough where Roman Wilson for Michigan was able to make the catch. So, look, it's a game of inches. It's just part of it. Another game of inches. That final punt from Burnham, I mean, another foot back, it's a safety, and Alabama wins the football game. So, I mean, it's that close, and that's what happens in games like this when you have two evenly matched teams. And I don't want to end this without giving Michigan a ton of credit. I thought they played, you know, they made some mistakes, but they played, I thought, more in rhythm, more consistently than what Alabama did in this game.
Yeah, going to what you're talking about being conservative on defense. You see, there we only have one sack tonight. That was from Dallas Turner. I mean, it was very conservative, it seemed like, defensively. You know, usually, you know, them edge rushers are in the backfield each and every play when they're asked to blitz, and they didn't blitz a lot tonight. It didn't seem like.
No, it was it was a little bit of a conservative game plan defensively, but look. You can second guess stuff like this. I hate to second guess coaching because look, they had a month to prepare. They done all the scouting they could do. They done everything they could to put the guys in the best position to be successful. And Michigan just outplayed them, especially like I said, the final 4 minutes and in overtime. Michigan made the plays to win the game, and Alabama didn't.
Yeah, exactly, Stacey. You know, I really thought, you know, Borgby positives here. I think he, you know, he played well in his last game. He was in the backfield a couple of times, but there just wasn't enough there, you know, from the defensive line and the edge rushers to get McCarthy off his game.
Yeah, some Jay CRNA says, I don't see how bad snaps are QB's fault. Yeah, I don't I've seen people talking about Milrow with the snap issues. I'm like, how is that Milrow's fault? He can't snap it to himself.
I know Saban said in the game that he needs to take a little bit of the blame for it, but I don't know why, you know. I mean,
yeah, I don't get that part of it.
I mean, it showed one of those, the replays of one of the snaps. I mean, it was 2 yards in front of Milrow. I mean, yeah. it was bad. And I just don't understand, because Seth never had an issue last year or anytime this is he took over.
He's been playing center for 3 seasons now, and this is the first year that it's been an issue.
Yeah.
I like that nice par, David A. too. I'm glad you brought that up. That third and goal play to Burton, I don't know how it wasn't called pass interference. The guy grabbed the back of Burton's jersey and almost pulled him down. And the ref sitting there looking right at him and didn't call it. I mean, should have been first and goal from the, you know, whatever the half the distance of the goal would have been. But I don't get that. But, you know, they miss calls from time to time. That's you got to live with it. Regardless, you got to make plays. Right. You got to make the plays.
Yeah, Dominic, B92, you're right. I'm not, you know, laughing. How is anyone blaming Miller for the snap infraction? It's crazy. Yeah. But going to the penalties, they you know, Alabama had 3, I think, in game, in the entire game. That's something that they have worked on throughout the season. But one of those, I think, was costly because we was driving and we had another – I think we got 12 men on the field. Like, how do we have 12 men on the field? You know, how does that ever happen when we break the huddle?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I see people still giving Tommy Reese a lot of problems. And he's gonna catch a lot of heat for that final play call, no doubt about it. But just remember, the guy's only like 31, 32 years old. This is a big moment for him. And like I said, that final play does not get sent in without the Nick Saban stamp of approval. So I just want everybody to remember that.
Yeah. Dominic DeVille wants to know if Will Miller be challenged for QB1 next year.
There's always competition in Alabama. I don't care who you are. There's competition every day. Ben Ross, at least we kept UGA from three-peating. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a different champion besides Alabama or Georgia for the first time in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's talk about the next game real quick, Jake, and the guys in the chat. Who you think's going to win, Michigan, Texas, or Washington?
Man, I think Texas. I said this on my other show on Wednesday night. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Both offenses are really well and can put up a lot of points. The thing about it is, overall, I think Texas' defense can make one or two stops enough, and I don't think Washington can in a four-quarter game. So I think Texas is going to win, and they'll be playing Michigan for the championship.
I want to pick Texas. I mean, I think Texas is the better team. I really do. But I just have a weird feeling going into the game that Washington's going to play really well. They're a very veteran team. Michael Penix has been in college since 1907. I mean, yeah. I want to say this. I think Texas is the best team. I think if they played 100 times, they'd probably win 95 of them. Mm-hmm. But I just have a weird feeling about this game, especially now that Michigan, you know, beat Alabama. Kind of a weird game where a lot of crazy stuff happened. I can see Washington pulling off the upset today. I just my gut's telling me that Washington may get it done today. But I'll be honest with you, I hope I'm wrong. I kind of want Texas to win, and I kind of want Texas to win it all.
Texas wins it all and brings it back to the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean,
because, you know, the Big 12 has like shunned Texas for the last 16 months. So I wonder if they'd shun them after winning the national championship.
Right. But, you know, regardless, you're going to have a Big 12 champion or, you know, a Big 12 team or a Pac-12 team. Pac-12 is going away. So, you know, if Washington gets in there, they could end up carrying home the trophy for the last ever champion out of the Pac-12.
Yep. Well, and I want to say one more thing about Milrow, because he's obviously going to be a massive topic of discussion, you know, not only right now, but – you know, throughout the entire offseason. I've talked about what he's got to do to that next step that he has to take. It's all about being a a true quarterback. And what I mean by that is, you know, being able to read the defense pre-snap, making the correct calls for the offensive line, where to slide the protection, what to change the play to with the line of scrimmage when you see a certain defensive front. That he has to take that step, Jake, or Alabama cannot win a national championship. It's just right. The truth. You can't win a national championship without a quarterback who can make those types of decisions. Mm-hmm. Milroe has all the other tools. He can make all the throws. He's accurate. He can run the football. He's a physical specimen. But it's the mind game right now for Milroe. He has to be able to take that next step in order for Alabama to win the national championship. And I think they obviously can compete for one. They proved that this year. But he has to get better in the pre-snap portion of the game. And you know, somebody mentioned if he's going to be pushed, I think he's going to be pushed a ton this offseason. I think by the coaching staff, by other players, quarterbacks on the team. And I love Milroe. I have all the faith in the world that he can get it done. But he's a great kid. He works like Nice Par David said. He's a great kid. He works hard, does some great things, which makes you root for him so bad. And he's summing up everything I want to say. He loves Alabama, which makes me love him more. However, if we're going to be honest, he's just not a championship level quarterback. I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, and it comes down to being able to make the plays in the pre-snap. He's got to be able to do that, because you can't consistently be put in second and 12, second and 17, third and 12, because you're not getting the offense in the right set in the pre-snap.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. Milroe's got a lot to work on. This team's got a lot to work on this offseason, but I believe they'll get it done. Nice Par David, real quick before we end, Stacey, he also said up here, worst thing for college football ratings is Washington versus Michigan final. Who is watching that? You know, my thing is, it's the last college football game of the year. You know, I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I'm going to stay up for an entire game since it starts like at 8 o'clock and I got to work the next day. So I'll watch a little bit of it, but – I mean, who knows? You may be right on that.
So who you got winning the Natty, Jake?
If it's Texas, I'm taking Texas. If it's Washington, I'm taking Washington.
So you think the winner of the Washington-Texas game wins the national championship?
I think so.
I'm with you. I don't think Michigan's going to win it. I just – after seeing them today, Alabama didn't take advantage of the mistakes, really, that Michigan made.
Right.
And you – In this type of playoff, you're not going to get away with that two games in a row. So,
no,
I'm with you. I think the winner of the Washington-Texas game is probably going to be your national champ.
I agree 100%.
But, Jake, before we head out, I do want to positive things to look forward to for next season for Alabama before we wrap it up.
Caleb Downs, like I was mentioning earlier, I mean, he's only a true freshman, and he's just going to get better. So that's a positive. We got some good pieces on the offensive line coming back. I mean, it seems like the offensive line gel once Roberts got slotted in at right guard. He's back. Justice Haynes is coming back. You saw a little bit what he can do. So, you know, there's positives. Milroe, of course, will be back, but he's got things to work on. But, I mean, there's a lot of talent coming in as well. And there's a lot of positions going to be open. So, I expect a tough offseason, a tough camp, get everything situated, and this team's going to be back in the hunt again next year for sure.
Well, yeah, and keep in mind, 12-team playoff next year. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go 11-1 or 12-0 to get to the playoff next year. You go 10-2, you're probably in. So, you know, there is some margin for error moving forward because of the expanded playoff, but there's a lot to look forward to. Alabama's got a lot of guys coming back next year, like you mentioned. No sense in rehashing that. And Tommy Rees has a chance to mature, be 1 year smarter than what he was this year, a better feel for this Alabama system and what he wants to do with the players in hand. And I want to make one more comment. Bryce Haynes says, I personally don't want to see Milroe back under center next year. Alabama needs somebody there with unreal football knowledge. At the quarterback position when it comes to reading defense, sliding protection and such. And I agree with that. And, you know, you can go back and watch, you know, our shows from Tide Talk Live on YouTube. And, I talked in the preseason about how that's kind of why I thought Ty Simpson would eventually take over. Now, I was obviously wrong about that. And Milroe played better than I anticipated he would play. But the concerns I had showed up today.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed up throughout the season, really. But his athleticism, the playmakers around Milroe were able to kind of cover that up, and they were able to still make the necessary plays to get into the playoff. And you got to give Milroe credit for that. He made a lot of plays throughout the season. 4th and 31 will go down in Alabama history as one of the greatest plays ever.
Mm-hmm.
But Alabama has too many weapons on offense go look at the offensive stats real quick, Jake, real quick. I want to look at the touches. Four touches for Bond, one for Prentice. Nye Black had one catch. Law had one catch. Mm-hmm. Alabama has too many other weapons to rely on a running quarterback. And I'm not saying Milroe can't be that. I'm just saying you see the concerns I had in the preseason is what come to fruition tonight. You have to be able to distribute the ball. And being able to distribute the ball comes down to getting your offensive line the right protection. Just it's pre-snap reads. I mean, I don't want people to give up on Milroe because I think he can make the necessary improvements. I really do. And I don't want to crap on Milroe because he had an incredible season for Alabama. He really did overcome a lot of adversity. You can't help but love the kid. I mean, that smile, the love he has for Alabama. I love the kid, but I love Alabama more.
Right.
I want Alabama to win. Mm-hmm. So whatever that takes, that's what I want. But we have all offseason to talk about that. Really enjoyed being able to do these instant reaction shows on the Bleacher Report mobile app. So thank you to Bleacher Report. Hopefully this is something we can continue into next season as well. But if you want to catch more stuff from Jake and myself, get on YouTube, search podcast, just search for Tide Talk Live, and you'll find us wherever you find podcasts or on YouTube. So head over there right now. And if you're not already, please subscribe to our channel. We would appreciate that. And once again, thank you to Bleacher Report for allowing us to do this. Been a great season. Cannot hang your head if you're Alabama. Incredible year, 12-2, making it to the playoff. Like I said, next season, expanded playoff, you go 10-2, you're probably in. So hold your head up high, Alabama. Great year. Nothing to be ashamed about. Just get better, get to work, and let's go get them next year. But for Stacey Blackwood and Jake Thomas, this has been our instant reaction show here on the Bleacher Report mobile app. And until next time, everybody, roll tide.
Roll tide.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.